Okay. All right, we'll say good evening. We're going to continue a little bit in the Kitzer, in the Halachos concerning the days of the Yemei HaSlichos. So the Kitzer writes the following. He says, this is in Kuf Chof Ches Sif Zayin. Yidaktiku Livchor Shliach Tzibor Shispalo Slichos Yomim Noraim. So a person should, a Tzibor should try to identify someone to be the Shliach Tzibor, to be the Chazin. For Slichos Yom Noraim, Ish Hagun V'Gadlo B'Torah U'V'Ma'asim Tovim. Kefi Masha Efshar Limtzos. This is interesting. Should be an upright individual, someone who's great in Torah and in good deeds. Kefi Masha Efshar Limtzos. Now, Kefi Masha Efshar Limtzos means what? Everything's relative. Everything's relative. So, meaning you have to find a person who satisfies these criteria based on the pool of people that you have. Vegam Sheh Ben Shloshim Shana. Ideally, a Shliach Tzibur should be at least 30 years old. Sha'az Kvar Noch Resichas Hadam Shel Bacharuso. This is interesting. Because the vigor, the vitality, sometimes the impetuousness of youth has settled down by then. Nichna libo, he's been a little bit humbled. Vegam yenasui, he should be married. Now, truth is, it should have been the opposite, right? The order is a little bit reversed. If you're married, you're humbled, right? So again, so if he's, which is true, meaning in a good way, that a person who's married understands, a person is not married, a person is not tethered to anything. So the truth is, a person can do whatever they want. A person has an achrayus to someone else. Nothing is humbling more than that. So a person should be married. The Shliach Tzibur should be married. V'yelo bonim, and he should have children. Shushofech libo umapil tachnuna mikiro saleh. Because in a doma, someone who is single and just has to worry about himself versus someone who has the responsibility of a family. As we all know, it changes the dynamic of one's prayer when one has to daven on behalf of a family as well. V'chein yidaktik livchor tokeo, sheitaka shof brash hashana v'chein amakri lefnina tokeo, sheyu bali Torah v'yira kafi masha efshar lem limso. So again, the Kitzer says again, so to the Baal Tokeo, should have all the same criteria, all the same qualities. Ish hagun, gadol batorah, ma'asim tovim, the makri, the person who reads out the signs for the Baal Tokeo, or everybody involved in anything to do with Yomim Noraim, should satisfy these criteria, being upright, pious individuals. And again, the Kitzer gives this statement, kefi masha efshar lahem limso. Again, in accordance with the pool of people you have access to. But listen to how the Kitzer ends off. Mihu, kol Yisrael ksherim lakol. At the end of the day, every member of Klal Yisrael is fit to go ahead and be a Shliach Tzibor, is fit to be the Baal Tokeo, is fit to be the Makri. Any member of Klal Yisrael is fit to occupy these positions. At the end of the day, what is the only criteria that is an indispensable reality? Rak Shiehe Merutza Lekahal. The most important thing is that the Tzibor likes the individual. If the Tzibor does not like the individual, then the individual is not permitted to occupy a position of agency, of shlichos on behalf of the Tzibor. But it's an amazing idea. As long as you're someone who's merutz lekal, as long as you're someone who people like, who the Tzibor likes, even if you're not the greatest Talmud Chacham, and even if you're not the most Hagun, and even if you don't have all the Masim Tovim, but if you're the kind of person ultimately who the Tzibor likes, then you're fit to represent the Tzibor on Yom Naran. Now, where did the Kitzer get this from? So the truth is, this is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Kol Sharuach HaBrios Nochehemenu, Ruach Das HaMokom Nochehemenu. The Mishnah already says that a person who is able to get along with others, a person who is beloved by others, that is a sign ultimately that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves that person as well. So as much as ideally we look for all the different criteria, to have the full picture in the Shliach Tzibor, in the Baal Tokeo, in the Makri, as long as these individuals are people who get along with people, who are beloved by people, we feel that they are fit to represent Klal Yisrael on the holiest days of the year. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer, Rosh Chashpach Lezakol, says, Yisrael Fichach, Here Balahem Torah Mitzvah Shneemar, Adonech Beit Man Tzidko, Yagdol Torah Biyadir.